Chapter 12. Thwip, the fox jailer, leaned against the door which separated him from the young prisoners in the cavern. Trailing the tip of his whip in the dust, he gnawed at a grimy claw. His partner, the vixen Binta, saw his furrowed brow.
"What's the matter with you? You look like you lost a goose and found a hen. What's up? Come on, tell me."
Thwip nodded at the prison cavern.
"Something's brewing in there. I'm sure of it, Binta."
The vixen shrugged.
"They seem all right to me. Always hungry or crying for their mothers. Same thing as usual. You're worrying over nothing, mate."
The brutal fox shook his head.
"No, I ain't. There's something going on in there, and I just can't put me paw on it. Look, I'll show you."
Drawing Binta close to the door, he whispered.
"You can always hear those little nuisances in there, moving about, whimpering and singing daft songs about their homes and families. Listen close. There's not a sound coming from in there, right?"
The vixen took her ear from the door.
"Right. But what does that mean? They're probably sleeping. Captives ain't got much else to do."
Thwip lifted the lock bar silently, carefully.
"Now, watch this."
He flung the door open wide, almost knocking two small hedgehogs flat. He glared at Jinty and Jiddle, the Witherspike twins.
"What are you two doing standing here like that, eh?"
Jinty was a good actress. She rubbed her stomach sadly.
"We was only waiting for you to bring us victuals, sir. Will you bring us some, please? We're all hungry."
Binta took a practiced glance around the interior. All she saw was huddled groups of young ones lying about on the floor and the low ledges at the rear of the badly lit cavern. She drew Thwip to one side, muttering out the side of her mouth at him.
"You see, I told you there was nothing wrong. They all look sleepy and downhearted. Must be through all the time they spent in this gloomy hole. You'd be the same if you was one of them, being short of victuals too. I'll wager that breaks down any spirit they once had. Come on, let's get out of this dungeon before it starts to get us down too."
Thwip took a moment to peer about at the captives.
"I don't see nothing of that fierce little shrew, do you? Perhaps we'd best take account of them, eh?"
Binta was beginning to lose patience with her mate.
"If that mad shrew's gone off in a corner and died, well, who's bothered? Less trouble for us, I say. And as for taking account, do you know how many are in here?"
Thwip coiled his whip up reluctantly.
"Nah, do you?"
Binta gave an exasperated sigh.
"No, I don't. And I ain't about to start counting them. What's the matter with you? Are you going soft?"